Hello.
What's happening?
Cheers for beers.
Cheers for beers.
We're drinking some little mocktails today.
Yeah, we're mocking it up. Taking a little day off of the for the adult beverages for today, so why not have a little mocktail?
Yeah. It's the mocktail I talked about last week. My spicy margarita mocktail recipe, and it is fire.
It's fire. It's good.
Trent tried it last week when I made it, and he was like, that tastes better than an actual margarita. Again, it's lime jalapeno juice from Trader Joe's, and then orange juice, like a actual orange squeezed, and whatever tequila we have that's non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic, yeah. Well, I will say that I forgot how good oranges were. Oranges are delicious. You don't really like oranges.
I don't like oranges, but
I ate a whole orange as like dessert last weekend, and it was fire.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
The oranges we've been getting are really juicy. Yeah. Are oranges in season or something?
Yeah, probably. It's a summertime citrus fruit.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, in the spicy margarita, it's fire.
Yeah.
Makes me want some chips and queso real bad.
Well, that's too damn bad. I'm just kidding.
So I've had a day today.
Same. I was there. Tell us about your day, Jenny.
Well, I feel like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I'm 24 weeks pregnant, everyone. Yay! Hey.
So when does the third trimester start?
28? I think I want to say it's like 28 weeks. 28 or 29. 28, I think. Got to be an even number, right?
I think it'll be 27. No, no.
27? It might be. It might be 27.
Ish.
Take 40 divided by 3. What's that?
12.
An uneven number.
13 point, I don't know, 13 and a half maybe. No, 13, 27.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. The whole pregnancy weeks thing makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But whatever. I'm 24 weeks and I sat out in the sun all day yesterday by the pool, which was really fun and enjoyable, but I think it might have drained me a little bit, or I don't know what, but I woke up not in the best mood this morning, and I think it had to do with I couldn't feel baby moving at all.
Yeah.
And at this point, like for the past week or so, I've been feeling consistent movement and kicks and you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but every time I like will think about it, it happens. Like if I'm like, oh, baby hasn't kicked in a while, then I'll feel baby and everything is good. But this morning I was thinking about it. I'm like, I haven't felt baby kick in a while. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, where are you at, dude?
Yeah.
Or ma'am.
Dudette.
So I kind of got in my head a little bit, and then I was working out and it's really hot outside, and
it's very hot.
Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I might be pushing myself too much in my workouts, and I'm like, am I doing something wrong? And then when I wasn't feeling baby, I just got all in my head. Like, I don't know. I feel like up until this point I've been pretty strong mentally in pregnancy, but this morning got to me because it's one of those things where you just, it's a lot of pressure being pregnant because you are in control of growing the baby.
Yeah.
And it's like a million things could go wrong and it feels like.
But it's not always your fault. So I think you add a little bit too much pressure to
yourself. Right. But it's like, am I doing something wrong? Like to not.
No.
And when you don't feel the baby move, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? Like
it's the day of rest. Baby knows that. Sunday is the day of rest.
Apparently, you know? Because it was quiet this morning.
Oh, but baby likes Morgan Wallen.
So, I mean, I felt like tiny, tiny movements today, like, and which was why I was concerned. But then just a couple minutes ago before we started recording, we were laying on the couch watching baseball. And normally when I'm like laying down is when I feel the most movement because I'm, you know, not moving and whatever. And I wasn't feeling anything. And I'm like starting to get a little like really worried. Mm-hmm. Like I was worried this morning and then I kind of felt something, but I was, again, starting to get worried. So I'm like, we need to wake this baby up. And so Trent's on his phone looking up how to make your baby move. And the first one was like,
shine a light.
Shine a light on it. So we did that.
Or no, yeah. Yeah.
And nothing really happened.
Well, you know, it bumped once.
I don't know if that was baby. I don't know. Could have been, but it happened once and then it stopped. And so then we were like, let's try another one. What was the next one? Play music?
Yeah.
Or talk to it.
Yeah.
So you talked to baby. You said, baby, wake the fuck up. Yeah. Just kidding. You stubborn. Didn't say that. But then we played music to it, which was what the online thing said to do.
It didn't Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, at first we played a random ass Thomas Rhett song because I guess it was the first thing to pop up on Spotify.
It popped up, so I hadn't heard it. Thomas Rhett's all right, so I wanted to hear it. Baby didn't like.
Yeah, but then we put on classic Post Malone, Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I started jumping around.
I need some help.
Started jumping around, and especially when Morgan started singing.
That's what did it. Baby started grinding in there, bumping and grooving. So I think that might have to be our birth song.
I need some help. That's what I'm gonna be saying.
Like when as baby's coming out of the vagina, we'll just play that song.
Is that what people do?
Yeah. Can play music out loud at the hospital.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and some people like make playlists.
We bring our speaker?
No, like the hospital has a sound system that you can use.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah, but like in the moment, you forget all about that stuff. So like, if you pick a birth song, like will it actually play while you're giving birth? Who knows?
You need to play.
What's that?
The freaking rock and roll song.
Welcome to the jungle. Sweet child of mine. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my updates. I'm going to the doctor this week.
Yeah, you are.
We're going which to is the exciting.
And I'm going to San Antonio.
Okay, lame. Anyway, baseball.
Baseball.
Has been exciting to watch. We're super regionals, right?
Yeah, super regionals. Yeah, this is the time of year where it's always just exciting.
RIP Mississippi State, because they are no longer in it.
Well, so this time of year is... It's cool because there's baseball, there's hockey, there's basketball, finals, all that stuff. I know Jenny's not interested in those other two, but...
Okay, hear me out. Hockey is really exciting if you go to a game, but watching...
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have been to a game.
Okay.
I promise you, I've gone with my dad. It's so exciting.
It's an NHL game.
Yes,
No, it was like a minor league
game. It might have been a minor... Anyway, still exciting. So I can see how it'd be really fun to go to a hockey game. However, watching it on TV, it hurts my eyes.
Yeah, because you have to pay attention?
Because the puck is so hard. That's what it's called, right?
The puck, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's so hard to find.
Yeah.
It's going all over the place. They are moving so fast. They skate so fast, which, don't get me wrong, hockey players, so impressive what you do. I could never. But I don't know, just something about watching it. And, okay... Yesterday, it was 8 o'clock at night. So that's my wind down time. You know, I'm chillaxing on the couch and we're going back and forth between baseball and hockey, which are the two most like opposite sports ever. Like baseball, it's pretty relaxing. Like it's slow motion. It moves in slow motion. Mm-hmm. The announcers are very calm. They're not like, unless something exciting is happening, but for the most part, it's very, you know, quiet, calm. Then we scroll over to hockey and it's like, like and then they're moving so fast. I'm like, and I think too, last night, what was bothering me was the ice is so white in the
bright,
hockey game. So it makes your TV so bright. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my eyes can't handle this. Like,
well, hockey's
turn it
one
back
of like
to
probably
baseball.
The hardest sports.
I know. Say.
Because, like, it's hardest to score. I saw, I think it was Dana White, which is the UFC CEO or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He was saying, like, he was making fun of soccer. And he was saying, like, those guys should score freaking 20 goals a game. because the goal's so big. Oh. And then in hockey, they score like sometimes they score 5 or 6 goals. And it's so like the goal is like so a fourth small, of the size. Yeah. And then the goalie's also taking up the whole goal.
Yeah, true.
So that it kind of makes sense, but it's like, really?
Yeah, I feel like hockey, they never score. It's like very low scoring games, right?
No, it's more lower in soccer, probably. Like right. Last night was 3-0.
Hmm. All I know is they should have more protection in hockey.
No, they freaking just wear it off the chest like Happy Gilmore.
Well, remember that one guy that died?
Yeah, but he got cut in the neck with a
skate. Yeah, exactly.
Skate.
Like, that could happen. Yes,
that
it could.
That doesn't happen very often.
You are skating with a lethal weapon on your feet.
Yeah, you're not supposed to kick your feet up in the air.
But anything could happen. Like, they could fall and their foot pops up in the air somehow and slices someone's throat. It happened, so it could happen again. They need to figure that out. Hockey
Whatever.
Seems way too dangerous for me. So I will not be
Mom
partaking.
Mom Jenny's coming out. yeah. Well, I like hockey. I think it's cool.
I didn't realize that. Excuse me. I have indigestion. I didn't realize that
Mississippi State
has such a cool baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I didn't know that it was newly renovated. It looks insane.
Probably like 5 years ago, maybe.
After
which is
they
new.
Like won the
no,
World
no,
Series?
No, no.
Before that? Before. Really?
It was
How'd
like during, maybe. I don't know.
Have they always had a pretty good baseball
yeah.
program?
No, like, so back in the day, it was really cool and really like everybody like because they had like these big structures that like were on trailers that people would bring in. They would leave them there. And like it looked the most redneck thing ever. But like you could have like high rise, like 2 or 3 stories on your trailer that's built up and sit up there and then like drinking beer, all the grills going.
I'm really confused. A structure that yeah, they drive like, in with?
Like
I'm confused.
The trailer, they would back them up to the fences, but they would leave them there.
What is this structure you're talking about?
Like, you would build, like, seating and stuff on these trailers.
Oh.
And they'd make them real cool to where...
So kind of like a float? Like, they
yeah,
built floats?
Kind of, but it wasn't, like, decorated. It was just, like, for seating and all that stuff.
Okay.
But now they actually built like concrete structures and stuff like stands, I think. But it's still like places where you can grill. I haven't been. But it's like really cool. And they put like condos out in the outfield.
Yeah, you were mentioning the condos yesterday. Like, is it, why are the condos so cool to have in the outfield?
Because they're like, I don't know. It's
do
just
people
like, it's like, a,
like put signs up or something? Like do
no,
they?
No, it's like a almost like a suite at a football game or something.
Mm.
Basically.
Okay, so like if you get one of those condos, you know you're gonna have like a good view of the baseball field.
Yeah. So look at that. So that would be like the old.
Are you trying to show me the structures?
Yeah, kind of like trailers with like that's pretty way old, but like.
What the heck is that?
They're like trailers. People,
they look
like literal
trailer hitches.
Trailers. I'm not talking about like a trailer that you can live in, but like a trailer. That's what it is, basically. And it's just built in
okay.
like a structure.
So they just pull their cars up to the outfield with their trailer and they sit there and
they
grill.
Did that in the pat, like way back. But then okay. like they would actually stay. The trailers would stay there.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, because you couldn't bring your, like, yeah. No, I mean, that's why they would pack people out there. Like, that's why they have, like, the most, like, some of the best all-time freaking attendance records because they have all those structures out there that people just get in. Now.
They have stands.
Way more stands than they had.
Yeah.
Plus that stuff. So.
Do they have better, like, concession stands and stuff, too?
So, like, that's a better idea, kind of.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. Okay. It's like
yeah.
built-in stands, basically,
yeah.
but trailer
yeah.
trash.
And look at that one. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's right. You see that one has like a tin roof on it and people are up under the
yeah.
roof? Yeah. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And then all along from all the way left field pole all the way around to the...
Do you think they have better concessions now?
I don't know.
I wonder if they have good food. I'll go. It's called the Dude, apparently.
Duty Noble Field.
Duty Notable Field, and they call it The Dude.
The Dude.
I learned a lot yesterday from that video you showed me.
Well, apparently it's like, so like, I think, so Arizona played Mississippi State 1 year in the Super Region. It was at Mississippi State, and I'm pretty sure Arizona beat them. And like all the players from Arizona were saying that it was like an article or something that the Mississippi State fans were like the best fans they ever played in front, because they, after the game, they would go out and they would feed them. Because they're grilling the whole game.
Yeah.
Then they would just feed them. So it's a cool atmosphere. Like, got the smoke going, the just smell. Oh, bullshit. Oh, you know, just in the background. Pretty cool.
I also learned yesterday that the pitchers don't hit, which I don't know how I didn't notice that before. But, like, I started to be like, wait, why am I not seeing the pitchers in the lineup? And then apparently that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Except for they have the option to. They can if they're good at it.
Yeah, like Florida guy.
Yeah, which Florida guy is freaking yoked.
He's huge.
He's
like 6'4".
He doesn't look like a pitcher.
No, he looks like a hitter.
Yeah, he looks like a hitter.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he was, like, good at hitting and then he, like, eventually realized, oh, I'm good at pitching too.
No,
or if he was like, if I can be a good pitcher and hit, like, that's a good strategy. They should start doing that more.
Yeah, but it's hard. They would draft him. More than likely, he's not like a great pitcher. He's a good pitcher, but he's not like a great pitcher. So he would just get drafted as a hitter. And he, once he goes to major leagues, he won't be a pitcher anymore.
I would love to know how many kids each year they draft from NCAA.
I don't know, because you can get drafted still in high school, out of high school.
Really?
For Major League Baseball, yeah.
But then they draft people from all over the world, right?
It's for a baseball. Separate draft.
Oh, it is?
So they have an international draft as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So with the drafts for baseball specifically, they have a certain number of people they're allowed to let in for each draft?
There's a, I don't know how many rounds there are, but there used to be like 40-something. But now, I'm not really sure. Let's look it up.
Okay. We're Googling. Please pause.
How many rounds in the MLB draft? 20 rounds.
So 20 rounds means what?
That means that there is 20.
That each team gets 20 people?
Yeah. Unless you like make trades and get people's picks. So you're at least going to get plus or minus, what's 20 times 30?
I don't know. 60?
60?
Oh, 20 times 30.
500 maybe?
Sorry.
I don't know. Let's see. 20 times 30. 600. So there's 600 picks.
I said 60 multiplied by 10. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, you're right. So there's 600 people picked. And that's out of a lot of people.
Right.
So that's why they say, like,
that as, seems like a lot,
as
though.
You move up, like, as you go from, like, obviously Little League to high school, every, like, stair step, I guess, what would you call that? Every.
As you age.
Well, yeah, as you age or as you go to the next level, your chance gets slimmer and slimmer.
Well, they're not going to draft a little league guy. Like, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying like, oh, well, your chances, like just overall chances of like people getting like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I'm like from high school, basically from high school, not little league.
Okay.
That was a stretch. Like, that was a stretch.
Like,
but basically high school.
That'd be interesting if they started drafting little leaguers.
They wouldn't draft little leaguers. I'm just saying, like, your chances of being professional in the future.
So do you think a bunch of these college guys that they keep saying are 2024 draft prospects or whatever, do you think they're actually going to get drafted?
Yeah. Well, the ones that are, they're saying, like, top 30 prospect, 100%, yeah.
Interesting. Some of those kids don't look like they could hold a candle to anyone in the MLB.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
They're going to get crushed.
Maybe. But that's why they have the minor leagues to kind of prep them for the pros.
Yeah, true. Yesterday, we had my all-time favorite hyperfixation meal. at the moment.
Those vegetables were very good.
Oh, the peppers and the onions. So we did sausages on the grill.
Yeah.
And put them in buns. And my dad grilled some peppers and onions. But then here's what the game changer is. Macaroni salad and barbecue chips. And you've got to dip the barbecue chips in the macaroni salad and eat it that way. You don't need a fork.
Not barbecue chips, though.
Yes, barbecue chips.
Regular kettle cooked.
No.
Or the sea salt ones. Yeah, those were good.
Barbecue.
Yesterday. Not barbecue.
100% barbecue.
Having barbecue.
Okay, whatever. I want that for 4th of July. That's
America. You're going to get that.
Okay, good. Because it's so good. I don't know. I've never liked hot dogs. And for some reason, I'm like really into hot dogs.
Get your hot dog here.
Like I used to say I didn't like hot dogs.
That's weird.
But now I like would prefer a hot dog over a burger, which shocking.
Not really, because you don't like ground beef that much. Are you saying? I don't know. You're kind of weird.
I am weird.
You don't like ground beef. You like freaking the hamburgers.
One thing about me, I'm pretty weird.
Pretty weird. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a good meal yesterday.
And we went to Sonic the
Friday. Yeah, she's weird. See?
Can't speak. We went to We went to Sonic Friday night.
We went to Fridays.
I haven't been to TGI Fridays, I don't think, ever.
Good. It's probably not very good. I don't know if
we need to go to Chili's.
I don't want to go to Chili's.
Okay, anyway, we went to Sonic, and one thing about Trent is he stresses when he orders.
I do stress.
And he doesn't read the menu anywhere. So he, like, I'll get something and I'll customize it. And he's, like, all jealous of my customized order. And I'm like,
never
yeah.
Never once have I been jealous of your
yes, you were jealous of my order on Friday because you just got a cookie dough blast. And I got an Oreo blast, but I added cookie dough and caramel. And you were jealous. And because you said, I should have added cheesecake bites.
No, yours did look good. Like the topping, it looked good. The caramel.
I like
caramel.
I like their little tiny cookie doughs.
Yeah.
Like good. Theirs are so small and
dainty. That
was dainty.
Good. They actually did good job of putting a lot of cookie dough in mine at least.
And mixing it. That's the biggest thing about Sonic is sometimes you like eat half of it and then the rest of it is just vanilla ice cream. Because they don't mix
it
good enough.
It was good.
But it was fire.
Well done.
But I really want to go to Dairy Queen because Dairy Queen has this new, they have a bunch of new, is it Blizzards at Dairy Queen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a bunch of new Blizzard flavors. And one of them is like this cookie, ultimate cookie. And it has a bunch of different cookies in it. And it sounds bomb.
Cool. We don't have one near here, so that sucks.
It's in the Woodlands. It's not too far.
It's too far.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we do.
Tonight, we're grilling steaks.
Ooh. I'm pretty hyper about that. She talked me into a New York strip. Kind of disappointed, but it'll be good.
Why are you disappointed about it? It looked way better than the, what were you wanting to get?
No, the ribeye looked way better, but it was like freaking, that thing was probably like a 24-ounce steak. It
in my
huge.
Mind, wouldn't you want a steak that has more meat and less fat?
Well, some people,
isn't that
some
what
people
makes,
like the fat. Some people like
but
it.
But the one that we got still has fat on it.
A little bit.
It just has better meat. So wouldn't you want that?
I don't think it's better meat.
I think it's better meat. It looks pretty dang good.
I don't think
lucky,
it's a better cut. I don't think it is.
He's lucky I was at the grocery store with him to
no,
pick that one
up. I told
her
next time you can't come because I'm going to get like filet mignons next time.
I didn't even see those. Were those there?
No. I didn't see them either.
No. Then what were the ones that you said, oh, look at that one. It's really expensive. It was like $41.99.
A pound, yeah. I think those might have been that. But those are center cuts, which might be a filet mignon. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm not very versed on
yeah,
the
I don't know.
The
steak
cow parts.
Confuses me. The cow confuses me.
Cow's got a lot of different meats.
Yeah.
Shout out to cows.
Chickens have eggs. Eat more chicken.
Shout out to freaking cows and chickens, man. Shout out.
So when we got our ice cream on Friday night, we also watched a movie. On Netflix, called Hitman.
Do you want me to tell you what I thought about it?
Yes. I want your honest
opinion. I don't
really
know because I thought it was good, engaging.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I don't know. I thought there could have been, a better, more action, I think.
Yeah, it started off really slow.
Yeah.
And I
was like, are they going to show him like dressing up as different people like the whole time.
I know. That's what I thought too. So it was very slow start. And yeah. I almost looked at you and I was like, this isn't very good. Yeah. But then it picked up. Once he had the love interest in it.
Yeah.
And like that whole thing, that drama, it picked up. But I thought Glenn Powell was actually really good in it.
I would recommend it.
He did good at playing the different.
So we can't ruin it yet.
He did good at playing the different like characters.
Yeah,
he had good accents and like stuff like that. I thought it was good.
He was good.
Apparently, it's based off a true story, but they
butchered it.
Butchered some of it. Like
not butchered it, but
made up some of it. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was a good watch.
I've been watching the Kardashians, and they're showing when Kourtney was pregnant, which happened like last year. They're always like way behind on the Kardashians. But anyway, she was pregnant with her son and she had to get surgery on the fetus while it was inside of her while she was pregnant.
That sounds pretty crazy. I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day and he was talking about his wife watches the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, whenever my wife gets into the gym before me or something, like she'll have the Kardashians on the TV. And he says, I can't believe how stupid that is. He was like, you'll be watching and they'll be like, oh, let's go get some coffee. Ooh, let's invite some people over to have dinner.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's
and it's just
the
like,
whole show.
He's like, I cannot believe that people watch that.
I know. It really is like the stupidest show ever and the stupidest concept ever. But yet, it's so fascinating because what's so intriguing is the fact that their lives are so luxurious.
Yeah.
And like you will never be able to have that. So it's like cool to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like constantly getting glam for everything, like getting their makeup and hair done. And I don't know, just doing the most out of pocket stuff. And then they'll invite the most random people over for dinner. I don't know. Yeah. I find it fascinating. But anyway, Kourtney Kardashian, they literally did surgery on her baby while it was inside of her. And that is pretty crazy that they have that, the technology to do that.
Yeah, it sounds wild.
Yeah. And then she was on bed rest for like the rest of her pregnancy.
Did she have the baby yet?
Yeah, she had it like last October.
Oh.
But I just...
What's the baby's name?
Rocky. So it's Travis and hers
baby.
Why do
famous people get away with naming their kids ridiculous things?
Ocean.
Yeah. Like Northwest and like what is wrong with these people?
Well, Northwest is pretty clever.
Why would you want to be named North?
I don't know, Northy. I think it's kind of okay. Stormy. That's Kylie's kid.
I've met a Stormy before. Like in high school.
Really?
Like, was in my class or something, but yeah, well, that's not super uncommon, but like some of them are just like, really?
Oh, I was listening to something and they were talking about how like classes down the road in the future, like kids classes, like the second grade class, when they go through the roster, if your name is like John, you're gonna be the weirdo.
Yeah,
like because all of these names are gonna be so out of pocket and like not traditional names that when you come across like an Ann or a
Barbara,
I don't know about that.
Probably Jennifer would be one.
Yeah.
Jennifer would be one.
You're going to be like, what's your name?
Jennifer? What?
Say that again.
Fuck is
what
that?
Kind of name is that?
Where did you get that name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, their lives are crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
But it seems like Kim is really starting to get into acting.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is she good at it?
I mean, I haven't really watched fully anything she's been in. I've seen some clips just from watching the Kardashians. But it seems like she's like...
decent.
Okay. Like not terrible, which I would think she would be terrible. But oh my God, we got to talk about this. So Kim Kardashian's Northwest.
Yeah.
Her daughter... was just in The Lion King, did this,
I saw that,
however many anniversary, I don't know what year anniversary it was, but they did a big like anniversary special
yeah.
at the Hollywood Bowl. And They, you know, had a full cast of Lion King characters, and they did all the music from the Broadway show and stuff like that. And Northwest was cast as young Simba, I think.
Young Simba.
The one that sings, "Oh, I just can't wait to be king." And I saw a video.
She bad.
Oh my God, Trent.
Horrible.
Tone deaf. Could not hold a note. Stood up there like, I mean, she stood up there confidently. Like, she definitely wasn't like scared or shy, but she didn't do anything. She just stood there and sang. And it was the most miserable thing I've ever watched. And I'm sorry. Like, I know she's a kid, but still, it is insane that she was able to get that role. I'm guessing
money
probably
talks.
Just because of her mom.
Hey, I'll give you like 50 grand if you let my daughter be little Simba.
And the number of talented kids that probably got denied that role.
That's life.
So
that's what it's called, life, baby.
It is, but that's so sad. And like, okay, Kim Kardashian, wake up. Tell your kid, maybe that's not for you.
Or get like, him some like lessons.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it was just so bad that like, as a mom, you should be like, all right, maybe that's just not your thing. And she should have, I don't know if she auditioned, I don't know how it worked, but I mean, like if she did go through the audition process, fine. Because I would be like, all right, if you want to do this, we're going to audition. And if you get told no, sorry.
That's obviously not what happened.
Yeah. I don't know. It just was wild to me. I got to show you the video because
I'm not watching that video.
It's really bad.
If you thought it was really bad, I'm going to freaking kill myself probably.
It's so bad.
I don't want to watch it.
And of course she's wearing like, okay, Lion King on Broadway, their costumes are so amazing. I mean, they are like incredible. That's kind of what you go to Lion King on Broadway for, is to see the cool costumes and stuff. And of course, Northwest comes out in the most Yeezy outfit ever. Like, I'll have to show you because it's literally exactly what like Kim Kardashian would wear if she was trying to dress like Simba.
I don't want to see it.
So anyway, I thought that was wild.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. So you're not going to show me because I don't want to see it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next.
I watched a show while you were gone this week.
Ooh.
On Netflix, and it's number one. At least it was number one.
Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. Maybe Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
It's probably still up there in the top 10.
So you thought it was pretty good. What was it?
It's called Dancing with the Devil. It's a documentary about this management company called 7M who got all of these famous dancers. They were mostly famous on TikTok, but they're also professional dancers. They hired them, and the 7M company also has a church associated with it called Cicada or something like that, the Cicada Church.
Yeah.
And so the church and 7M is like a cult.
Yeah.
And the documentary follows like these two sisters who started out, you know, on TikTok when TikTok was first a thing, and they loved dancing together, and they got a following on TikTok, and and then one of the sisters somehow got looped into 7M. And the whole church forces you to, like, not talk to your family anymore.
Jeez.
So the sisters basically got separated.
Cult.
She never heard from the sister again. And it was fascinating. Like, it's only 3 episodes. And it's still, like, going on. That's what was crazy about it, is, like, all of this. Like, the church is still going on. 7M is still a thing. The pastor, the guy that's doing all of this, is still getting away with it.
That's not really illegal, though.
So right? What? Okay, you're right. So it's not illegal, and they talk about this in the documentary. Yeah. Cults are very legal. Like, right. As long as nothing illegal is going on,
right.
You can coerce people into thinking whatever you want. Like, you can brainwash people. That's not illegal.
Right.
But what happened was he was sexually assaulting people.
Oh.
and like getting them to massage him and
sounds like
raping people, basically.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So that's the part of the documentary that they're trying to get legal action with and get him locked up. But
get him locked up.
It also follows two other sisters, which apparently in the past he's done this before, but with like a whole different group of people, like more just Asian cultured people instead of dancers. And so two of the Asian sisters who got pulled into the cult are also in the documentary. And just listening to them and their story is fascinating. And I mean, one of the sisters is still like majorly messed up in the head from all of it. So I would highly recommend it.
Well, you don't have to watch it now because we just told you all about
No. You need to watch it. There's so much in it. And then it's so weird because like afterwards I was going onto TikTok and like searching these people and watching their videos, and the girl that's still in the cult, one of the sisters is still in the cult, and she came out with a video being like, I'm okay, everyone. It's not a cult, blah, blah, blah. But she's like so brainwashed. All of the comments are just like, oh, and she's hiding all of the comments, any negative comments, like they're blocking them. So like you can't see anything anyone's actually saying because she blocks all of the.
Wow.
Anyway, she's totally brainwashed. The whole thing's crazy. I just don't understand how you could get roped into a cult. I don't get it. Like, if anyone's telling you, like, you shouldn't talk to your family, family's bad, like, why would you listen to that?
I don't know. It's it's easy for you to say, but, like, people, it's like most people want to be part of things.
And they're offering them a lot of money, a lot of opportunities and all of that. But they were basically taking all of their money, the dancers, because they were putting it into the church. So like the whole money thing was interesting too. Like, I don't know. And his whole thing, the pastor guy was like, I will make you famous.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's pretty wild.
It was very interesting. I think you should watch it.
But yeah, but that's the thing, like, about people. You want to be included in things, right? Whether it's friends, you want to make new friends, you want to be told you want to be famous, whatever it might be.
Yeah, and I mean, all of the dancers who got roped, so they highlight those two sisters, and then they also highlight some of the dancers who eventually got out of the cult.
Yeah.
And so they interview them and everything, and they just talk about how, like, I was in a place where I just wanted to feel seen and I wanted to feel like I was a part of something because the social media, dance, everything is just such a hard line of work that, like, I wanted to feel reconnected to God and blah, blah, blah. And so this was the perfect thing for me. Yeah. And
didn't really work out for her, but
yeah.
Yeah, no.
So pretty crazy. Did we watch anything else?
The Office.
Oh, yeah. We're still watching
The
Office.
Still watching The Office. We've been slacking on The Office. We probably should have been done about 3 weeks ago. But
well, the past couple episodes have been not very funny to me.
Yeah.
But we need to keep watching because I want you to see what happens.
No, I do want to. I want to finish it. We're deep. We're in season 7. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it a lot. You know, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, Dwight is still the guy.
Dwight's funny.
Yeah.
He is funny.
It's very funny.
So who are we going for in the College World Series? I guess all the teams haven't gotten through yet.
Going for Virginia.
They're in the College World Series. They won.
I'm going for Virginia for sure. Because they lost or they won against Mississippi State. And I like their coach.
Yeah.
That's cool. My reasoning.
Cool.
I'm getting excited for the Olympics. We watched track the other day. Oh, my God. This was cool.
Track's kind of hyper.
We were, like, about to go to sleep, and we were trying to find something to watch for a second or whatever, and we came across track, and we watched, the 100-meter dash?
And the 400.
And the 400. Track is really fun to watch.
Track's cool.
Like, those guys are so freaking fast.
It's incredible.
It's so crazy. What was his time for the 100 meter?
Like a 9-something.
9.5. 9 seconds. And then what's crazy is 400 meters, that's the full lap. So they're running an entire lap, but they aren't running. They are sprinting.
The whole lap.
The entire thing. And they're running so fast. And then somehow on the last 100 meters, they go even faster. Like, I don't understand.
But they look like they're about to die.
Yeah.
But, one guy like slowed down. He was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But
it's cool to watch. But anyway, that got me excited for the Olympics. Did you know that flag football is coming to the Olympics?
Yeah.
And breakdancing? Yeah. Which I don't know how that's going to work, but
it'll be inclusive.
I was saying that I think a good addition to the Olympics. Wait, I have a question. Is golf in the Olympics?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it wasn't for some reason.
What's his name? Xander won the gold medal last time.
Oh, really?
Right before. This might have been before. No, I think you were there. When we went, what? No. Didn't we go meet? When we went to the FedEx, did we go with Townsend? No, I think that was.
Yeah, we did go with Townsend to the FedEx. Yeah.
Did we sit up on that, stand up on that balcony? I think we did. And then we watched him walk off 18. I think so.
I think so.
And Xander just won the gold medal before the weekend before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so is like Scotty going to be at the Olympics then?
I don't know if it's this
like, how does that all work?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know anything really about that. I don't even know if it's this year.
But yes, the Olympics are this year, and golf would be in the Summer Olympics, correct?
I guess.
It wouldn't be in the Winter Olympics.
Never know.
So it's got to be this year. Yeah, how does that work? Are there like Olympic trials for golf?
That I have no clue about.
Because you would think, search it while I'm talking, because you would think that the best in the world, Scottie Scheffler, would compete in the Olympics with USA. Like, duh.
Yeah, it's in Paris.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, the golf tournaments at the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris are scheduled to run from 1 to 10 August. That's what it says.
The 1st through the 10th of August?
At Le Golf National in
Okay, so
Gaillard
who's
Park.
In it? USA know. Golf Team Olympics.
I don't know.
Are you searching it?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like USA would have a pretty good team, but then you've got Rory who, what team would he be on?
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland?
Yeah. Right. I don't know if there's like a certain amount per or how you qualify. Here we go. It's got to deal with the world golf rankings or something.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But Scottie Scheffler's number one.
Yeah, so he's in it.
He's definitely in it. He's competing in the Olympics.
I think. I don't know.
Okay, well, you're literally on Google looking this up.
But it doesn't say. It just says the world rankings. So
well, look, is
relax.
Type in, is Scottie Scheffler competing in the 2024 Olympic Games?
No.
Why? You're not going to search it?
I'm looking at leads the Olympic golf rankings. Yeah. So I think he's playing in it.
Well, it'd be stupid if he didn't. But he might not because he has a kid. No. Do they get money for competing in the Olympics? No,
do you
right?
think I'm like an Olympic expert or something? Like,
yes, you should be.
Jeez.
I bet they don't.
I don't know. But I think
mean, they get all the swag. They don't have to pay for, you know, competing in it. But
it's going to be probably like.
I think it's just the medals.
Endorsements. And
yeah, medals. Endorsement. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think.
Well, that'd be cool to watch. I was under the impression that golf
but
was
it's gonna
not.
Be like early probably in the morning.
Oh yeah, because Paris.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
I,
not super early. Yeah, golf will be.
Oh, back to what I okay. If I had to add something in the Olympics, I would add something about cooking challenges. Like,
that'd be lame.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Because you're getting like everyone in the world. Like, think of. All the different types of food and all the different styles of cooking. What I think they should do.
I don't think
it
would be fair though, because you would have your judges that liked one thing over the other.
Okay, but listen, I think they should do it Chopped style. Have you ever watched Chopped?
No, it sounds lame.
Oh my God. Okay, no, Chopped is like the best show ever. I need you to watch it. So I think it's on Food Network or whatever, but basically, there's three chefs who are competing.
Oh, I've seen
no,
that.
I think it's four.
I've seen it.
And they get a basket of ingredients.
Oh, I've seen it.
So basically, if this were in the Olympics, they could put all different types of ingredients. Okay.
And but everybody's they make, cooking the same thing, right?
No. So they make an appetizer, a main dish, and a dessert. So you have to use your basket of ingredients, random ingredients, to create a dish, either an appetizer, main, or a dessert. You can make whatever you want.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then the judges eat it, and they eliminate someone, and then they go on to the next round. It's a great show and a great concept, and I think the Olympics should take it on. So there's that.
They're not going to. It's not a sport.
The problem with it is it's very subjective.
It's not a sport. Olympics is sports.
No, it's not. Breakdancing?
Dancing's a sport, right?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess, but...
Yeah.
So. I don't know. You could argue that cooking chefs, they sweat in the kitchen. It's high pressure.
It's not a sport. Cooking is not a sport.
Okay, it's not, but still, it'd
don't
be really
to sell
fun
me
to watch.
On cooking's a sport because it's
it'd
not
be
a sport.
So fun to watch. And I think they should do it. But like, you know, the whole opinion thing, like if you taste something, like that's your opinion. So yeah, it really wouldn't work ideally, but hey.
Would it be a subjective or objective?
Subjective. It's all subjective.
Yeah. So.
Because it's based on their opinion, if the food's good or not.
So it's like.
But I'd be entertained. That's all I got to say.
Fair. The only way to do that would be if everybody made the same thing then. And whoever tasted the best.
Yeah, true. Like one round, all right, everyone's making pizza. And like Mexico would make like.
Mexican pizza. No, but you'd have the same ingredients. Everybody would have the same ingredients. So basically, you'd have to make the same thing.
Yeah.
And like you would know what you're making. Or you'd have like a HelloFresh little...
That's something. They could get HelloFresh in the Olympics.
Who makes the best HelloFresh?
There you go.
There you have it, folks. HelloFresh is in the Olympics.
We've got some really good shows coming up. The rest of Bridgerton is coming out.
Next week, yeah.
Then we've got The Bear.
I can't wait for
that. That might already be out.
What?
We need to look. And then we've got Love Island UK.
Not excited.
I know you don't care about, but I'm excited
for. You start that this week.
Yeah, I will start that this week. It came out this week.
All right, cool.
So,
what would it be, season three?
We've got The Bachelorette coming up.
God, you're saying all these stupid things.
Are you looking up The Bear?
Yeah, June 27th.
June 27th.
Yeah.
That's the day we go on our hospital tour.
Hospital tour.
I think so. Which that's super exciting.
Woo.
We've got our hospital tour coming up. Then we've got our baby shower coming up. Then we've got the birth of our baby coming up.
Coming up.
That's exciting. Wild. I'm nervous for the third trimester, everyone, so pray for me.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Yeah, so I think we should wrap this up, start getting on that daggum dinner.
The dinner grind.
The dinner grind. We got to prepare a bunch of stuff. We're doing
steak. Let's pretend we're on Chopped.
Steak, sweet potato fries, sweet potato fries, and asparagus.
10 seconds on the clock, chefs.
You're going to cut your finger off.
I love cooking shows. They could also do a baking one. Anyway.
No.
I have to pee really bad.
Is baking a sport now?
Yes.
Only if you use your air fryer.
Facts. All right. That's it for this episode. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.